there. Finally, you're awake. You've been out cold for almost 5 hours now, sweetheart. Shit. Those drugs worked almost too well. I was getting worried that... Well, that isn't important right now. By now, you probably realized you're not in your own bed, in your own room anymore. You'll probably remember what happened soon. Maybe. To be honest, I don't really care if you do or not. Because you're here now. And you're not going anywhere for a long time. Oh, you do remember how I broke into your apartment through the window. How you woke up to me, standing over you. The pinprick of the needle in your arm as I drugged you. Sure, you don't remember me carrying you and groping your ass as I hauled you over my shoulder down the fire escape. Aw, sweetie, why are you shivering? Are you scared or are you cold? It is pretty cold in here, isn't it? I guess you should have worn warmer clothes to bed, huh? Just a pretty little tank top and shorts on the cold, hard concrete floor. You know, there's a bed just over there. If you can get to it. Aw, what's wrong, cutie? You can't get over to the bed. It's all nice and warm and comfy. Oh, wait. I guess those ties around your wrists and knees and ankles could be a problem. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not gonna cut you. Well, not yet. But for now, if you want to be able to move, stay the fuck still. Oh, no. Oh, no. You're not getting away that easily. Did you already forget I have a fucking knife? Oh. Oh, fuck. Really? Really, bitch? You're gonna fucking kick me? Get the fuck over here! You have a lot of fight in you for a little thing. Did you actually think I would leave the door unlocked? Sweetie, I've been doing this a long time. I gotta admit, that was fun. That was fun. Oh. Goddamn, girl. I haven't had a girl fight like that for a while. And again, I never take the time to really study an interesting girl like you. I usually just grab the prettiest slut walking down the street at night alone. and drugger. You should feel so fucking special, bitch. You feel how sharp that is against your throat? Are you gonna be a good girl? Good. Because if you don't, I'm gonna have to slit this pretty fucking neck of yours. And I don't want to do that with all the time I've put into watching you. It'd be such a waste. Come on. That's it. Good girl. Get on the bed. I still have the knife, darling.
Now get out of fucking bed!
Good girl. On your back. Now, please. That's much better. See, now I can just look down at you, struggling pathetically. It's so cute. You gotta see this. Where'd I put your phone? Don't go anywhere. There we go. Look. Look, look. Look at you. Look! Look at the pretty girl tied to the bed. It's cute, right? You're not going anywhere. So innocent and so polite and smiling and happy. And yet I saw something, a smoldering ember in your eyes, a fire waiting to blaze. You weren't just an innocent face. You had a spark of fight hidden beneath the surface. That I had to take you, make you my little toy. Yeah, extinguish that spark, make you lose that innocence, that hope, to completely and utterly break you. So. I'm getting teary. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a little emotional for me. So, that's why I took the time to watch you, to follow you. I found out where you lived, where you worked. Every little thing. I mean, it wasn't hard. You should have been more aware of who's around you, darling. You're so trusting. I mean, honestly, don't you know there are bad fucking people? people in the world that would take advantage of that. Believe me when I say it was so fucking difficult being patient and watching you over the last few weeks. I fucking wanted to take you as soon as you went to bed that first night. But after I learned your patterns and your schedule, I broke into your apartment, did a little snooping around. So meticulous, all organized and clean. And then I checked out your laptop, which, by the way, you should really put a fucking password on, by the way. You never know who could look at everything. Anyways, so I found myself on Reddit. Okay. An interesting little subreddit called Gone Wild Audio. You know, I never would have thought you were so fucking naughty. Oh, and what did I catch in the search bar? Fear. Rape. Knives, even. You were hoping something like this would happen to you. Guess what, pretty girl? I know your secret. I'm your fucking fantasy. I bet you're positively dripping wet right now, aren't you? So afraid, not knowing if I'll let you live after this, or even if I'll let you go. That's for me to know and for you to find out. You wouldn't have it any other way, would you? No. Right now, all I want to do is fucking destroy you. I want to hear you. I want to hear you scream and plead and beg for me to stop. And you want to know what the really sickest part of it is? It's exactly what you want to. Or at least you think you do. We'll see just how much reality lives up to the fantasy. First, this top needs to go. No bra to speak of. Mm. good. Oh, gosh. You were definitely worth the wait, beautiful. And your skin is so soft and flawless. You know, it makes me want to cut this beautiful body up. Just like this. This would not be any fun if you were actually enjoying it. Now, time for these adorable little shorts to come off. Oh. Fuck! No bra, no panties. Fuck, bitch. You weren't kidding. You really were hoping for someone to take you, weren't you? Look at this. No, don't turn your head.
Look at my fucking finger!
You are so fucking wet. What was that about you not liking this, huh? Not wanting this. Looks to me like you want this. Tastes like you want this. And I'm more than happy to oblige, darling. Look how hard you've made me. Oh, don't cry. Or two. It's not gonna matter anyway. This is happening, whether you wanted to or not. You know, you actually brought this on yourself. If you hadn't been so nice when I ran into you, I wouldn't have bothered with you. So everything that's happened and is happening and will happen is your fault. All because you were nice to someone you didn't know. Lesson learned. Now, spread your legs, sweetheart. I don't want to have to do all the work because you really don't want me. Force you to do something you don't want to do. Who am I fucking kidding? I love looking at the fear in your eyes. The tears of pure terror and helplessness that slide down your face, your pretty fucking face. So delicious. You really are beautiful, you know that. Soft skin, long, vibrant hair. I just want to grab it! Make you look me in the eyes as I line the head of my throbbing hard cock with your slick opening. Ever so slowly, never so slowly, pushing forward. Before I thrust it all the way in. God, your cunt. It's fucking tight. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. To let you go. Oh, you really were innocent. How does it feel to have your innocence taken away? Lose your virginity to the man who kidnapped you. Yeah, you like it? Yeah. Oh, it's your fantasy, baby. Oh, you wanted to be raped. You wanted to be raped. Now you're getting everything that you want. No, it's not what you want. Now you're just instead you're just forced to look him in the eyes and see nothing but pleasure at your fear and at your pathetic powerlessness, completely at my mercy. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Oh, dreams do come true! Oh, fuck! Fuck! Oh, fuck! Fuck! Fuck, I'm gonna defile the inside of your cunt with my fucking cum! You know what
the best part is? You know what the best part is?
You're never going home. You're never going home. This is your fucking home now.
Welcome home! Fuck! Oh, fuck! Fuck! Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Take my cum. Take my cum, virgin. Take my cum, virgin. Take my cum. Take my cum. I'll take my cum. Oh, take my every drop. Every drop is going in. Every drop. Oh God, you feel so good. To think I got two more holes to destroy. What? You thought this was over? Oh no, baby. I'm just getting fucking started.